Police unions have traditionally used their bargaining agreements to create obstacles to disciplining officers. One paper by researchers at the University of Chicago found that incidences of violent misconduct in Florida's sheriff offices increased by about 40% after deputies gained collective bargaining rights. By continuing to elect people who stand for those values, it's more deeply entrenches the break between the community and the police, said Karen Sheely, director of the Police Practices Project for the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois. It makes it far more difficult for reform efforts to go forward. As critics of the police get louder and more mainstream, union members have elected more aggressive leaders. In Minneapolis in 2015, Mr. Knoll defeated the union's longtime president by nearly 2-1 margin after the city installed a police chief intent on reform. I believe Bob Kroll was elected out of fear, said Jean Janet Hatio, the police chief at the time, adding that Mr. Kroll's message to officers was, "We are the only ones that support you. Your community does not support you. Your police chief is trying to get you fired." Mr. Knoll did not return a call seeking comment. John Elder, the police department spokesman, said the current police chief and Mr. Kroll have a strong relationship. Ms. Hartio said that the department introduced new rules requiring officers to protect the sanctuary of life and intervene if they saw a colleague improperly using force, but that the union under Mr. Kroll undermined the changes by protecting officers who violated the policies. Data show on police shootings and killings in the city appear to show little change despite the reforms. I struggle to know if they have gotten more extreme or if the world has changed and they haven't, Mr. Fletcher, the city councilman, said of the union. Either way, they are profoundly misaligned with the moment.